today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Phone lines are open for your ghost story calls at 855-853-4802.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is indeed. That's what you're listening to, Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and sign up there for the premium content. Or if you don't have Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on that. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Let's jump into some of those ghost story calls at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Annie from Florida. I was calling to tell you my story about a house that me and my wife used to live in 2011, 2012. When we moved in, nothing really strange happened. Everything was fine, you know, as we were living in the house. There was one night though, I was tired and I decided to go to bed. And, my wife was sitting in the living room. Now, to kind of give you, some information about how the house was laid out, the garage of the house, it was a three bedroom house. The garage was laid, like, used to be the garage, got turned into the living room. And so the living room had a doorway to the kitchen area, which was where the laundry, like washer and dryer, was situated kind of off to the side. And then there was the kitchen. And so my wife was sitting in the living room watching TV as I had gone to bed. And she all of a sudden heard dishes, like I was in the kitchen doing dishes, even after I had said that I had gone to bed. So we have a cat, and we had her at the time. And so the cat kind of perked up and looked around the corner to, you know, looking into the doorway into the kitchen. And was kind of staring. Well, she jumped off, I guess, the couch with my wife and went in there and stood at the doorway and was looking into the kitchen. And so my wife thought basically that I was in the kitchen doing dishes. She said she heard the dishes clinking around in the sink. She heard the water running. So she was about to get up to tell me, I thought you were going to bed. Why are you doing the dishes? So as she stood up, and she looked into the kitchen, it was still dark. I was not in there. And she was still hearing the sounds of water running and the dishes clinking together like someone was in the kitchen doing dishes. And she said that freaked her out pretty bad. And as she walked into the kitchen to, I guess, investigate further, because the cat was also still standing there, she... everything stopped. The sounds just completely stopped. So that was the first weird experience in the house. The second experience that we had was we had come home one day, and I think it was a Saturday, and we were out doing errands. We had come home, and she goes to use the bathroom in our bedroom area. So she walks into the bathroom, she comes back out, and she says, you know, did you use the bathroom earlier or go in there? And I was like, no. And she said, okay. She said, the stopper is down and the sink is full of hot water, which it was. And I went in there and looked and I was like, what the heck? And she said, you know, she's like, are you sure you didn't come in here and like wash your face or something? I was like, no. And we had been gone at least a couple hours out of the house. And that water was steaming hot. Like someone had just put water into the sink, put the stopper down, put water into the sink, and was about to wash their face or something. It was still hot. So that was the second weird experience. That definitely creeped me out. I'm like, you know, how did this happen? And you can't wrap your head around it. So the, you know, the third thing that was really weird as we were living in the house, and nothing bad ever happened to us. But we always used to smell. There would be these smells that would just pop up out of nowhere and stay for about 1 to 2 minutes and then just disappear. Like, we used to smell cigarette smoke. Neither of us smoke. And it'd be there for a second and then it'd be gone. And then, another smell that we would smell just randomly would be like the smell of someone making toast with jelly on it. And, you know, you could smell the sweetness of the jelly and like the toast in the toaster. And then it happened for, you know, a minute or two and then it'd be gone. And, so we used to just smell random smells. And then also, the weird thing about this house is that it was like in the neighborhood, it was butted up next to a cemetery. So it's a pretty big cemetery. Not an old cemetery. I mean, people are still buried there every day. But in our backyard, as we were putting a pool in, not necessarily a pool, like an above ground pool, we were setting it up and everything. We had to dig up, there was like a bush in the back. And so we had to kind of dig that up. Well, we found this woman's shoe. It was like a woman's heel. And it was like underneath the bush, kind of attached, I guess. It had been out there for a while and the roots kind of started to go around the shoe. But that definitely creeped me out because you don't find just a random shoe in your backyard every day. And so I kind of started, at that point, I started to do research on the house, and I was never able to find anything. There was also one night when my parents come over. My parents are avid ghost hunters. They love to do that stuff. And they came over, and Dad started taking pictures, you know, with his digital camera and everything. We didn't catch any EVPs, no voices. We've really never heard any voices in the house. But he did catch quite a couple orbs on his pictures. So just, you know, random blue and green and white orbs. Very weird. So those are my experiences in the house that we lived in, like I said, about 2011, 2012. And when we finally moved out of that house, we definitely told whatever it was there that they didn't need to go with us, that they needed to stay here. Because at that point, we were moving out and moving into my mother-in-law's house. And so we're like, you know, you can stay here. You don't need to go with us. You know, it's been nice having you in the house. And so that's my story. That's the extent of my story and our experience in that house. Thank you for listening. And I love your guys' podcast. It gets me to and from work every day with my 45-minute drive one way. So, y'all guys, have a good day. Bye.
Oops. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Very creepy.
It is creepy. And it ironically, I was talking with somebody last night and we were telling ghost stories on a Zoom call. And they were telling me, you know, the doors would shut and stuff like that. And the only other thing that ever happened to them was one night, for whatever reason, you know, those old thermostats that houses have way back in the day, they were like a circle.
Yeah.
And you would just turn it all the way up or turn it down, whatever. Something had turned it all the way up. And I said to myself, and it kind of reminded me of this story because it's like, let's say you're dead and you want people to know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would hope that you could close a door, move something, make a noise, whatever. And the only thing you have the power to do is, you know, turn on the water or like turn up the heat. That's all you can do. And that's the only thing. It's kind of like the Wonder Twins.
Be very disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The girl twin could turn into any animal she wanted to. The guy could only turn into water. So yeah. He was like ice cubes or whatever. It's like, that would be very disappointing as a ghost. The only thing you could do is like adjust the thermostat in a house.
I've been waiting all my life to be dead and to be a ghost, and I can do this. I can open a freaking cabinet and turn your thermostat around. There's only so much excitement that leads to.
Right.
Oh, that would be horrible. That'd be a very big letdown. It's like, yeah. I lived all my life and all I got to do is turn a thermostat. That'd be the t-shirt that they get to
That's
wear.
Right. That's right.
Very, very depressing way of looking at the future. We're going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person, a supporter through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. If you're not on Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the archive. It's all there to binge away on quite literally for years and never run out of content. Do check that out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.